Matt Greenwood returning with KJF Sports Talk, this time speaking to a different cross-country team's coach, and it's Kyle Davis of the Herculaneum Black Cats, his boys team coming in fourth place at state over the weekend. Coach, so glad that you had to have a chance this afternoon to speak with us, and just want to first off congratulate you on your team's all-state fourth place finish.
Thank you, Matt, and thanks for having me on again. It was a good way to end the season.
Yeah, you know, and there's so much great competition, and starting to figure all of that out by looking at the results and looking at who finishes top 10. Just a great field of runners, 164 great competitors entering the state meet in your class. And for you to have Jonathan Kaufman finish sixth is pretty great. That's his highest finish ever. Kind of take us through a little bit about the team and their performance and kind of your assessment of it over the weekend.
Yeah, well, we knew from being around the area that Festus was good, and they were probably the team to win it. I don't think Coach Wright probably wouldn't have ever said, easily, but from the outside looking in, we could tell that they were the cream of the crop by a pretty good margin. We couldn't tell the other couple teams that well. We actually did race against Smithville, who was third. We raced against them in the middle of the season in Joplin, and just a huge meet, and we got pummeled by them there by over 100 points. They ended up beating us only by 30 Saturday, but couldn't for sure tell how much we made up on them, and we'd close the gap that much. But so we knew we were probably going to be around the third to fifth range, and hoping that we weren't on the outside looking in at fifth. So we snuck into the fourth spot by 3 points over fifth, and ran a pretty consistent race, about like we had looked the last couple meets of the season.
Speaking to Max McDaniel earlier, Coach, he brought up Jonathan Kaufman and kind of how he and how Max and John were sort of pushing the pace for the race on Saturday. They were at the front of the race for a little while together, and they were the two guys that were trying to, get that separation from the rest of the group. And to be able to, I guess maybe for you to hear that Kaufman and McDaniel, were kind of up there, neck and neck, if you will, probably gives you a great confidence in Kaufman moving forward, because he does have another year underneath you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I don't know exactly what Kaufman would say analyzing that first mile and seeing, I don't know if he was necessarily thought about it as trying to break off the rest of people, but I think he's probably just trying to go with the leaders in general, and Max is always the leader or with the leader. So, like I said, we see them a lot throughout the year, and we know how good they are, and they've only helped us to make us better.
That's actually something I didn't really think of, is when you go up against these other athletes, other runners, you get a chance to see how well they can do. And as you mentioned, it pushes your guys to do even better. Jonathan Kaufman, this was his highest finish in 3 years running at state. He has been All-State all 3 years, Coach Davis, but this was his best finish. What was that moment like to be able to celebrate that with him? What was he saying to you about taking sixth?
Yeah, well, he was a little disappointed crossing the line. He actually got caught by a guy in the last 50 meters, and he tied up a bit. His upper body was just real tight, and it was everything he could do to get to the line. But I was extremely proud of him, because I think it was his toughest race he ran all season. He ran somewhere from second to fifth most of the race until Bolivar guy got him at the end. But I was very excited for him. He was, he's hard to satisfy. So, which is a good thing sometimes for him as a competitor. But I think after a while he cooled off a bit. But he's already focused on some other postseason races, and he's amped up to see what he can do next. So he's always kind of got a motor of moving on to the next thing.
All right, very well. Well, glad to hear he likes sixth place, I guess, after a little while.
yeah.
You talked about some postseason competitions. What are those?
Well, he is going to go to the Nike regional meet in Terre Haute, Indiana. He'll be running unattached in that on Sunday. And then he's going to go out to a Foot Locker regional, which is more of an individual race for the best in the Midwest, which is in a couple weeks from, it's Thanksgiving weekend, actually. It's in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay, so it's going to be really cold then, I bet.
yeah, it should be.
That'll certainly test the lung strength, if you will.
Well,
let's talk about some of your other runners, Coach. I heard from Coach Wright, you know, yes, there's individuals, but the individuals make up a team. So let's get to those players as well for you. Junior Kyle Vineyard took 34th. Cody Glisson, sophomore, finished 37th. You had Matt Bartosz, junior, getting 65th. Right behind him, Jacob Arnold, senior for you, getting 66th. Then you have Colton Parrish and Austin Jackson sort of finishing in the 100 range. But you look at those finishes, and despite those not necessarily being all-state positions, they're pretty darn close, and you got some young guys that will come back and have a chance to do even better.
Yeah, I was really proud of this team this year, and I think it's probably the most committed team that I've had in my 7 years here, and by that I mean they were just very focused and very on task throughout the whole season and even in the off season, and they were committed, and they bonded well, and they were a very close-knit group, and there's only one senior in that group, and he was our last scorer, number five guy. So I think it was a good year for us, and I think it makes the future look pretty exciting moving forward if these guys continue to have the drive that they do right now.
Coach, if it's not too invasive, what was sort of the last conversation, if you will, that you had after the state meet with Jacob Arnold, your senior?
Well, you know, Jacob, in all honesty, was kind of had a subpar season. And he would be the first to tell you that after just missing all state by one spot last year as a junior and having really a great track season and a great off season in the summer. He's just for whatever reason just could not put it together in races, and you know, he was pretty disappointed, but you know, I told him that he was an outstanding leader for us this year, and which he was, and he did some great things as the one and only senior, and I told him that he needs to get his head back on straight, and he will. He still has a good future of running, and I hope to be seeing him in college running one day, because he's got what it takes to go to the next level somewhere.
What colleges are we talking about? Anything you can divulge?
No, he honestly hasn't even narrowed it down, but all he knows at this point is he does want to go to the next level, and he's certainly capable.
All right, very cool. Well, best of luck to him. And then again, you got Kaufman coming back, and as you said, Jacob Arnold was your only senior. So, if you want to just focus a little bit on Kyle Vineyard, Cody Glisson, Matt Bartosz, Parrish, and Jackson, and just sort of what you're going to kind of go through with them over these next several months before the next cross country season next year.
Yeah, well, we are going to have, we're going to be shifting our focus to track, and changes up a few things, but we still are going to have a strong focus of the team aspect this winter, and just you're constantly getting better and closer as a group if you're going to be training together. At least that's the goal, and these guys have that as one of their main goals at all parts of the year. But these guys are going to continue to hit it. They're going to get tougher in the winter, and they're going to have, you know, they're going to go after their best performances on the track, and I got a lot of depth. We got some talented eighth graders coming up, and they're all very excited about the future. And we had a newcomer in Colton Parrish this year. He didn't come out until the first day of practice. He's a sophomore. That doesn't happen too often in our program, and found his way on the top seven running varsity, and got quite a bit of talent. I think he caught the distance running bug, so we're kind of excited to see how he progresses. Then, of course, you know, I got two sophomores on there, Glisson and Jackson, and they both had good seasons. Cody had an outstanding season, maybe the most consistent runner on the team besides Kaufman, and just missed all state by a few places. So, and then, of course, those juniors, I mean, those three are going to be probably the best leadership squad I've ever had next year when they're all seniors, and they all know what it takes. They're all committed, and they're all about the team, and all of them put themselves second. So, like I said, it's going to be pretty exciting moving forward.
Again, the Herculaneum Black Hats cross country team takes fourth at state, and Coach Davis with us here on KJSports. Coach, I want to sort of wrap up our conversation by switching over to the girls' side. You had a state qualifier in Nautica Strickland. She finished 10th this year, ran the course in 20 minutes and 21 seconds. I get the sense from having spoken to her earlier this year with her Athlete of the Week award that there were a lot of things to go over after that 10th place finish between you and her and the community of students that you guys have. But just kind of take us through what Coach Davis experienced with Nautica Strickland.
Well, first of all, it was a great way to finish off a great career by being all state. She became, I believe, the fifth ever Herculaneum runner to be all state all 4 years. And you know, it was her lowest place at a state meet, but wasn't by any means a bad race. She was in a loaded field. I mean, the top six of that race were freshmen and sophomore. So she had her work cut out for her, but man, it was awesome. And I don't know if it's still sunk in that she's actually gone. It feels like since she's been here so long, you know, dominating that feels like she should just keep on going. But graduation happens for all of them. So it's kind of bittersweet, but yeah, we were extremely proud of the way she ended up, and what a remarkable career. So we're going to get to have her for one more season and see how she can finish out her track career.
All right, very well. Coach Davis, do appreciate the time. Once again, our congratulations to your Herky boys cross-country team for taking fourth place at state.
Thank you, Matt.
We'll return with more KJS Sports Talk next.